Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, November 21st, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild and dystopic ride it is, it doesn't stop. Evil doesn't take a day off, so I guess we can't either. We closed the week last week talking about what's going on, the discussion of control. For example, Larkin, Texas mentioned Barbara Aho's website, Watch Under Prayer. And it's a great resource, tremendous amount of information. It's been one of my favorite resources for many years. And as I said on Friday, the designers, the intriguers, wiring all these groups together, the groups like the Council for National Policy, it's just one in a number of those interlocking groups as the conspiracy comes out in the open. H.G. Wells' Open Conspiracy goes from being the secretive organization. Remember when Tim Russert interviewed both George Bush and John Kerry about Skull and Bones, and they wouldn't talk about it, wouldn't say anything about it. Tim Russert, no longer with us, obviously. But those groups are starting to, they have been for the last 100+ years, close to 150 years, been just putting that information out more and more in the public, mainstreaming it, and taking it from the realm of conspiracy and secrecy to normalcy and the mainstream, which is unfortunate. But this is the reality that we see. So what recourse do we have here in America? Well, we have a system of government that is fairly unique, and yet it has been turned against us. It has been subverted, inverted, turned against us. The very constructs that we were given have been turned against us in the precisely the fashion that the founders advocated. We have the opportunity to do a wealth of good things, yet are we? We see intrigue and deception waged at every level. If you go over to The Intercept, you'll find recent stories about things like the NSA's spy hub in New York, hidden in plain sight. The FBI's COINTELPRO program and all its various iterations. The story, the infamous post 9/11 sleeper cell. The infamous post 9/11 sleeper cell case in California continues to unravel. And that details, that's part of a broader story, but that details the story of a young man who was hired by the FBI to spy on Hamid Hayat, as the story goes, a hapless cherry packer accused of being a member of an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell in rural America. And Americans are uninformed and really unconcerned with their lack of information. And we understand that in any other area of life, that just simply would not fly. But we fall victim, fall prey to the intrigue and deception. Every day, without knowing it, generally speaking, or really being concerned by it, the more ignorant we become, the more we suffer, the more we're victimized by our own ignorance. And I always like Alexander Solzhenitsyn's words, and perhaps Thomas Jefferson's words the most when it comes to that discussion. It's very interesting. You know, you can do research for years, hundreds of hours, maybe even thousands of hours of research. And do people in the public square have any degree of respect for that research? If it's not mainstream information, if it's not in keeping with what they think or what they believe, it's typically quickly shouted down in the public square, and that's very unfortunate. And we just get ruder and more callous all the time, it seems. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, my favorite words on the subject, said it's a universal law. Intolerance is the first sign of an inadequate education. An ill-educated person behaves with arrogant impatience, whereas profound education breeds humility. We should all be doing that in America. And it was interesting, in the founding era, the revolutionary, first revolutionary era, if you will. What do you mean? Well, there was that period, the FDR period from 33 to 36, that Thomas McNeice, Assistant Director of Research for the Reese Committee, said was a change so drastic took place in America as to constitute a revolution. There was that revolution too. It was a bloodless revolution. Took place without a shot fired and with the overwhelming consent of the majority, McNeice wrote to the committee. Do we know about that? Ah, we're a little concerned by it, a little troubled, aren't we? But if you go back to the founding era in America, you will see in reading, for example, the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers, folks, and in the convention, folks in opposition to each other, strong opposition in some cases, and but they still found a way to work together. They listened to one another. They had intelligent discussion. And they found a way to work through their differences. They listened intelligently. They perhaps even learned. But they had a command of the breadth of human history. Do we have that command today in America? People are so quick to shout down views, even opinions, with which they don't agree or are unfamiliar. And it's getting worse. Social media seems to have given rise to a reactionary social phenomenon that reaches to the highest levels. I mentioned last week, for example, Senator Elizabeth Warren and her crusade these days against Donald Trump. Very interesting. She's very outspoken on a regular and continual basis. And in many cases, her tweets are not just policy issues. They're an attack on character. And at a certain level, there is a relevance to that, a validity. But when it becomes ad hominem, sort of personal assault, that's different. And she is perhaps the least offensive of everyone. Donald Trump himself is very offensive in many of his tweets and perhaps a bit rash. So what is our defense? Well, remember, Patrick Henry was the voice of reason saying that virtue, morality, and religion is our best defense. That was a sentiment echoed by many of the founders. For example, Benjamin Franklin, only virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Those are John Adams' words, and as you know, I mention those words frequently. Samuel Adams put it similarly. Samuel Adams, perhaps one of my least favorite founders. I think he was kind of an agent provocateur, an inciter of... he was an agitator, in my opinion. The sum of all is, if we would most truly enjoy the gift of heaven, let us become a virtuous people. Then shall we both deserve and enjoy it. While on the other hand, if we are universally vicious and debauched in our manners, though the form of our Constitution carries the face of the most exalted freedom, we shall in reality be the most abject slaves. That is precisely the issue. And that's where we find ourselves today. Though the form of our Constitution carries the face of the most exalted freedom, we in reality are the most abject of slaves. That's where we are today in America. It is the prison nation of the world. That's one of the provocative statistics that categorizes America. 5% of the world's population, 25% of the world's prison population. Is there a problem here? George Washington, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness. The pillars of human happiness, religion and morality, virtue also. These firmest props of the duties of men and citizens, let it simply be asked, where is the security for prosperity, for reputation, for life, if the sense of religious obligation desert the oaths which are the instruments of investigation in courts of justice. Indeed. So let us define terms. Benjamin Franklin, only virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Samuel Adams, let us become a virtuous people. If we are universally vicious and debauched in our manners, though the form of our Constitution carries the face of the most exalted freedom, we shall in reality be the most abject slave. Vicious, deliberately cruel or violent or immoral. Did you watch the American Music Awards last night? You can catch excerpts of it, the highlights online. Seems very immoral to me. And there's really little disputing that. Debauched, indulging in or characterized by sensual pleasures to a degree perceived to be morally harmful, dissolute. Again, see the American Music Awards. This is what we're celebrating in America, this kind of debauchery. Corrupt, having or showing a willingness to act dishonestly in return for money or personal gain. Well, that reminds me of the elections and all the shenanigans that are going on with the flip-flopping. Having or showing a willingness to act dishonestly in return for money or personal gain. All of the people that I mentioned last week, the same rules apply. The Ted Cruz's, the Mitt Romney's, the Nikki Haley's, the Rick Perry's, of course the Donald Trump's.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So as I've been saying for quite some time now, the undergirding of America is our virtue, morality, and religion. This is it. Without these, well, we have no hope. Edward Abbey perhaps summed it up best: grown men do not need theaters. That's what we're supposed to be raising in America, grown men and women. And again, as John Adams put it, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. We see the shooting of the San Antonio police officer. That's one of the big stories of the day. People don't understand Operation Gladio and Gladio B, its Islamic counterpart, if you will, is radical Islamic counterpart, and the strategy of tension. The big story, an extensive police dragnet has thus far failed to catch a suspect in the ambush execution of a San Antonio detective, the first of four police officers in three states targeted in a Sunday shooting spree, as the story goes. Four cops shot in three states during Bloody Sunday for police nationwide. That's the Fox News story. But again, we don't understand the strategy of tension. And even if these are legitimate, just organic occurrences, which it's just to think that things like this happen and there are these remarkable and striking coincidences is absurd. But even if we pretend for a moment that the intelligence community isn't involved again and it doesn't coincide with directives that issue from the White House to increase the strategy of tension in an effort to disarm America and Americans, and install greater and greater control mechanisms to subvert our own institutions and to hand control off to these international bodies with no accountability to Americans whatsoever. See, that's the real problem. Then we get to the moment of truth in Hayek's Road to Serfdom. That control, that planning, that organizing, as we hand the control of those institutions, or as we subject ourselves to these organizations, international in nature, we lose control of our own governing authority. And how ironic is that in America, the presumption is that we govern ourselves. We look at the Declaration of Independence, for instance. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Fast forwarding, that governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And yet we're happy to hand off control to these international bodies and subject ourselves to organizations like the Strong Cities Network, run by the Strategic Dialogue Institute, and these international bodies.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you.
Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast. Lots of big stories again. Not the least of which, the what's being called Bloody Sunday incidents across the country. Tragic and unfortunate. Most notably, the shooting of Detective Benjamin Marconi in San Antonio. So for more on that story, I guess we'll go to Fox News video on that. Go ahead, please. Yes, please.
Hunt now underway in San Antonio after an officer was shot and killed near police headquarters. The city's police chief saying the suspect pulled up behind a patrol car, walked up to the passenger window, and shot the officer inside. Will Carr is live from our West Coast Bureau with more details on this story. Will?
Arthur, authorities are looking for that suspect right now as we talk. They say that it's clear that he gunned down this police officer on purpose this morning. It all happened right in front of police headquarters there in downtown San Antonio. They say that this police officer was in the middle of writing a traffic ticket when a dark-colored car pulled up behind his patrol car. The suspect, described as a black male around 5'7", with a hoodie and baggy pants, walked up to the patrol car and fired two shots inside. The suspect then took off in the car that you see right there and hasn't been seen since. Police say the officer died a short time later. Take a listen to the San Antonio police chief.
This is everyone's worst nightmare. Everyone's worst nightmare. The officers on the department, the family, the people who support the police officers, it's everyone's worst nightmare. We never want to see anything like this happen. And unfortunately, like Dallas, like Baton Rouge, it's happened here.
The mayor of San Antonio tweeting, "My deepest condolences to the family of the officer killed today and San Antonio police. This type of crime cannot and will not be tolerated. I ask for the community's thoughtfulness and patience as the investigation continues and San Antonio police continue to search for the suspect. While the suspect is still on the run, his motivation is unclear, but there have been anti-police sentiments across the country this year. 5 officers killed in Dallas in July, 3 killed in Baton Rouge later that month. Throughout the course of this year, Arthel, more than 50 members of law enforcement have been gunned down in the line of duty. That's far more than the previous 2 years, Arthel.
Condolences to the officer's family. Will Carr, thank you so much.
So that is the story. And it is very upsetting. Detective Benjamin Marconi, San Antonio Police, shot twice in the head. And in addition, as the story goes, St. Louis police sergeant was shot twice in the face Sunday night, but is expected to survive, was hospitalized in critical condition. It's interesting how these stories humanize the police and always demonize and dehumanize others. And this otherizing of our society is very troubling, very problematic. See, we have a propensity, even a desire, I would say, to do that. But again, to Solzhenitsyn's words, he's absolutely right when he said, when he wrote in the Gulag Archipelago, if only it were all so simple, if only it were that simple, if only there were evil people somewhere insidiously committing evil deeds, if only it were so simple as, you know, to say law enforcement personnel are the righteous crusaders and then there are these evil people in the streets, or there are these evil people across the Atlantic somewhere that we can go bomb. We could round them all up and stick them on an island and bomb them to kingdom come, as Donald Trump may like to do in his, as he was saying while campaigning. If only it were that simple. As Solzhenitsyn wrote, if only there were evil people somewhere insidiously committing evil deeds and it were necessary only to separate them from the rest of us and destroy them. But the line dividing good and evil cuts through the heart of every human being. And who is willing to destroy a piece of his own heart? So the Christian ethic instructs us to reach higher, to love one another, to love our enemies even. In simple terms, to perhaps, at the risk of grossly over-paraphrasing, the Old Testament advocated violence for a very specific reason, I would say. Well, a couple of reasons, but we don't have those reasons. Those reasons are no longer necessary with the emergence of the New Testament. So, thus Jesus gives us a new command. Love your enemy. Love your neighbor as yourself. And this is a fulfillment of the law, we're instructed. That includes everyone, and that's difficult. To love your enemy, that presses the limits of human understanding, compassion, and forgiveness. But that's how we grow. The more we allow ourselves to be balkanized in Machiavellian fashion, the more we fall prey to this Machiavellian intrigue and deception, always for gain or advantage, the more we become isolated from one another. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Nonsense. There are no friends in that scenario, only enemies. Ultimately, so if only it were so simple. You know, the incidents that happened yesterday that are being trumpeted throughout the mainstream corporate media are tragic. Another, an officer in Sanibel, Florida, was shot and injured during a similar incident when a person fired at the officer as he sat in his patrol car after finishing a traffic stop. Other officers fired back at the suspect, who was amazingly and miraculously eventually taken into custody. That's incredible. An officer in Gladstone, Missouri, sustained non-life-threatening injuries during a struggle with a man in his late teens who had fled from a traffic stop. I think that's going to become more commonplace in America, those kinds of things. The struggle, the fleeing. You know, we are conditioning our society to be fearful of law enforcement personnel. They used to be peace officers. Now they're law enforcement. There's a law somewhere that everyone is violating. And therefore, if the law enforcement personnel come after you, well, you know what to expect. So my simple question to just about anyone in this country is, who is not in the law enforcement community? Simple question. When you see those red and blue lights, perhaps behind you somewhere, do you feel safe? Do you feel reassured? Does it give you a sense of ease and comfort? Or is it the opposite? I think for most folks, and I've asked this on a personal level, I think for most folks, it's very upsetting. Those lights, if you look at the CIA studies in particular, research, in particular, going back to the 70s, that strobing invokes terror. It has a psychological effect. This is not to downplay the tragedy at all. I think the worst part of the tragedy, especially in the case of Detective Marconi, is that he was his assassination, if you will, was politically motivated, which is redundant, a politically motivated tool or stunt. That to me is the if what I believe is true, then the conspirators that are probably working through the conduit of the intelligence community, those folks in the conduit of the intelligence community and the real conspirators should be rounded up and charged probably with treason and high crimes according to the Constitution. All of these incidents really kind of fold into that same discussion. Continuing the shooting, you know, the Fox story says the shooting came less than 5 months after a gunman killed five officers in Dallas who were working a protest about the fatal police shootings of black men in Minnesota and Louisiana. Again, all of this is staged. These things don't happen. I don't know about you, I've been a part of protests, march rallies. I've been boots on the ground at those things. You don't show up, and each year it gets progressively worse and more authoritarian, the response to these kinds of things. If someone calls because people are marching in the streets, law enforcement personnel are rallied to the scene. And if you are outspoken at all, really if you're doing anything, the fact that people gather is subverted, and that those uprisings are put down pretty quickly. Exception to that would be if people get permits to gather in their little free speech areas ahead of time, which is utterly absurd. Think about where we're at in America. And again, the fact that we can't behave one another, we can't peaceably protest, we can't petition in a respectful manner. We seem to have lost even the cognitive capacity to understand how acting in a an obnoxious, disrespectful fashion subverts the cause of legitimate peaceful protest or petitioning, if you will, a la the First Amendment. The story, the Fox News story, reminds us also the Dallas shooting was the deadliest day for American law enforcement, as they put it, since September 11, 2001. It's interesting how we have to continually be gelded and inured by these sound bites. You know, we're beaten ad nauseum with these kinds of sound bites. We're reminded of what our ancestors did hundreds of years ago, and we're punished for that. We are victimized and terrorized by these sound bites. You got to keep reliving September 11th. We're not growing and getting better and healing from that. We're just reopening that wound perpetually. Continuing with the story, 10 days after the Dallas attack, a man wearing a ski mask, armed with two rifles and a pistol, killed three officers near a gas station and convenience store in Baton Rouge. And earlier this month, two Des Moines, Iowa area police officers were fatally shot in separate ambush-style attacks while sitting in their patrol cars. The story concludes, in 2016, 56 state, county, and local officers have been shot while on duty. And while that is tragic, and it is, two things. First, the conspiratorial elements of all of those stories are always overlooked, never investigated, which is tragic and unfortunate, because I think that's where the real action is. But beyond that, the otherizing of our society is the real underlying problem, I would say. There is a divide, a widening divide that is growing between law enforcement personnel and the communities they serve. That's being perpetrated in a variety of ways, but not the least of which I've mentioned in the past, the fact that, again, the Backup Training LLC, a company that bragged itself the world leader in CD-ROM-based law enforcement training before it was acquired back in 2007 by Blackwater, the private mercenary contractor, private military contractor, the PMC, mercenary company. And so when that conduit directly into the heart and soul of law enforcement, the post academies around the country, was polluted with Blackwater paramilitary style mercenary training, it changed the tenor of law enforcement even more, darkened it. Now law enforcement personnel are getting this us and them perception more than ever. The otherizing, the balkanizing. What needs to be happening in times like this is communities need to be banding together. These people, these law enforcement, they need our help as well. What happens when the real bad guys show up? They need our help just as much as we need theirs. We are all American. When will we wake up and realize that we're being victimized by this Machiavellian intrigue and deception, and particularly the strategy of tension in a variety of ways? We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. as a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Final segment of the first hour. Hopefully this makes sense. You know, we've been warned. The founders warned us. Repeatedly. And, you know, that warning continued. It echoed on Abraham's Lyceum address. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. Are we on a suicide mission in America? Because, you know, it's interesting. You can get your founding documents from your local congressional representatives. You just need to go into their office. You can actually get more than one. Hand them out to friends, family, neighbors, even your enemies. But possible to get those in bulk even. So there's really no excuse not to have them. Furthermore, in 2004, Public Law 108-447, Section 111, was passed requiring the following. Each educational institution that receives federal funds for a fiscal year shall hold an educational program on the United States Constitution on September 17th of such year of for the students served by the educational institution. Each federal agency or department shall provide educational and training materials concerning the United States Constitution to each employee on September 17th of each year. And here we are today. You can get, in other words, you can get a pocket copy of your founding documents for free. And they're so small, just about anyone could memorize them. Yet how many people actually have them, understand the social contract in America? This is where we are. But the American Music Awards was on last night, so important things are happening and we don't have time. For the Constitution, we the people, by the people, of the people, for the people. Interesting. No wonder we're on a suicide mission, as Lincoln would put it. Second hour coming up right after this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.